This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you realize that we are back again in the fold? Another hour of items to discuss, and one of the things we're going to discuss, Jay, is the state of our health and healthcare, et cetera, sort of as a primer to what Dr. Ken Kronhaus and I will talk about this weekend on our Good Day Health episode, which you can find every weekend at gooddayhealthshow.com, and also Jack Stockwell, our other doctor that's connected to the program, gooddayhealthshow.com. Find those programs every week so that you can learn more about what's going on medically and how it affects you. The things we discuss with Ken are usually items that are linked to journals of medical associations and how the things that they find and study and report on affect you. Mm-hmm. What do you do with the information? Like Ken is going to have a lot of conversation, I'm sure, this week about COVID, the new booster shots. He will encounter. I'm always very polite, but I'm not anymore. I'm not on board anymore.
Yeah, well, and it makes sense with everything that's gone on. But I feel like when you think about most medical shows, podcasts, all of that stuff, it's typically one-sided. It's typically one frame of thought where you do such a great job, Doug, with having both Drs. Jack and Ken on because they differ.
Polar opposites.
And so it's so well-rounded to cover of like, okay, well, this is what a lot of the medical news is saying. This is what research is saying. Well, there's other research out there, and it's also saying this. And it's just, it's one of those things of it's great. It's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. You have a holistic approach. You have a medicinal approach. It's great.
Yeah. Well, Ken will say, when I bring up the Lancet article that Jack and I talked about this week, I'll bring it up, and he'll tell me it's been debunked. And, you know, science is really, there's not much of a question. Science, the results of studies usually fall in the direction of the people who pay for the study. Hello? So people will say, well, then what value is science? It gives you a point of reference. It gives you an idea and a place to start. And then you kind of figure out the pieces on your own if you're that curious. And I got to think that people wandering around everywhere with those damn devices and sticking their nose in them all the time, that tells me that they're curious. At least they're curious about something. So maybe you're better off spending your time being fascinated with or paying attention to what's going on in your body with your health. Use the tool for that. Anyway, so Dr. Ken, this week, a number of things, but COVID certainly will be on the bill of fare. How many of you play dominoes?
Yeah.
How many of you are, where's James? James Collins in our studio, the main control studio in Dallas. All right, so dominoes. You ever play dominoes? You know what dominoes are?
Yeah, I know what dominoes are.
Not a pizza joint. It's not the pizza joint.
Oh, well, then never mind. No, I'm just playing. No, I know what dominoes are. I know that they are a game. I've never played the game because I don't know how it works.
More than anything else, it's a physics experiment. Because you take, you know, the whole business of lining up dominoes and then watching them fall. Have you ever done that, really?
Yeah.
The power of lining up. This is a great lesson in life. The physics of dominoes. There is a 2.5 minute video floating around that was done by a physics professor, and it basically is the story of dominoes. When you think about it, it's like a no-brainer. Okay, so what's the big deal here? It's the big deal is that the physics of starting moving one item, just one little domino, causes a chain reaction. There has been the longest domino's chain reaction was 13 miles. Can you imagine? Who in the name of heavens had the time one day to set up dominoes? Where'd they find that many to begin with, right? And then think about the first domino It's only, what are they, an inch or so high? How big are they? They're a little, they're not that thick?
Yeah, about like an inch and a half.
Right. There are some, though, I've seen some of these things, television stunts and stuff, where they were a couple of feet tall and they were heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But the same thing happens no matter how big they are. It's one of those simple things in life. Okay, yeah, this makes sense. Well, why does it make sense? Why is it that you push one and every other one goes down? You say, people say, what do you mean?
Inertia.
I mean, that's, yeah, it's one of the laws of science.
Well, and also think about these massive ones, how long it takes, because you have to be so meticulous, so careful, because if at any point before it is fully done, you knock one down, you have to start from scratch, essentially.
Right. Yeah. So anyway.
I love the game of dominoes, like the actual game.
Do you?
Not just setting them up and knocking them down, but like the actual
game. See, for
me,
playing dominoes is what I just described, setting up a bunch of dominoes and watching them. I did that. I'm teaching Miles. Well, I didn't teach him. He said, and now he likes to do it. He said, Gramps, watch this. And, you know, you set them up on the table, the kitchen table or something, and his mother would just roll her eyeballs because I'm such a bad influence on things, and it's not a bad influence, but you know what I'm saying. It's just silly. And it's important, I think, to be silly. It is. That's just silly. But yet there's a scientific principle to it. So maybe in the minds of somebody who's serious about this, it isn't silly. But still is fun, much as anything else.
It's funny you mentioned the biggest, you were talking about big dominoes. There was recently a YouTuber that broke the world record for the biggest domino knocked over. And if you look at it, he's about 10% of the domino size, so it's probably 60 feet tall. He knocked it over.
Really?
Yeah, I'm serious, yeah. And he knocked it over, and he actually knocked it over an old 7-Eleven gas station that was, like, abandoned, and it completely crushed the entire building.
Where was that? Where did it take place?
It's on YouTube. The YouTuber, his name is Mr. Beast, and he's known for, like, doing big stuff.
Oh, is that the dude that destroyed a Lamborghini just because?
Yes, that is also the dude that destroyed a Lamborghini just because.
Jaw drops.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Hello. All right, speaking of jaw dropping, this is a little more serious. The floods in Libya, torrential rain. Wow. The damage is coming. Not just the floods from the rain, but the bursting of the dams. And the mess, there are thousands of people who are dead because of this, drowned. The situation is catastrophic because they don't build buildings in that part of the world to much of a code. And so these people are sitting ducks. And after the major storm, you know, they don't usually, this is a desert. They don't get storms like this. They don't know what to do with them. So the infrastructure is gone. The cities are gone. And you think about this, a city that's made out of cardboard, kind of, or it's really kind of it's not well built. That's just the buildings are just kind of slapped together. And they are hit by the same force as Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans. Say it again, Doug. New Orleans. What was that, 20 years or so ago, about this time of year?
Wow. Was it really that long ago?
Yep. Imagine that, huh? Think about that for a second. So anyway, the rescue effort continues, but if you look at some of the video, there's people lined up all over the place in body bags. People just drowned. I mean, the weather's cleared up now. But it's climate change! Look out! Climate change. That's why they had such a bad storm. I should probably change the focus, although just little old me isn't going to change the rhetoric. Climate change is a catch-all for all of this stuff that is going on that's a result of what's referred to as extreme weather. And so people say, oh, this has never happened before. That's not true. Libya used to be one of the, if you go back about 4 or 5, 6 million years ago, the Libyan desert wasn't a desert. It was like a garden paradise. But over the years, the planet has changed. This, where we are in America, well, some of America is a desert, but parts of America that are now lush with loam, and they grow all kinds of things in these places. They used to be a desert too. The place where deserts exist today, if you go back millions of years, you will see. Now people say, "Well, you just said it's scientific research, and why would you believe it?" Then this is where we get stuck in a jam. I happen to think, is this convenient, that the stuff that has been studied about the planet has legitimacy to it. Now I can question myself, I suppose. Well, why would it have legitimacy if some of the other stuff that you talk about doesn't have legitimacy? I'm not saying that there isn't climate change. What I'm saying is that the response to it here in our country and some of the other progressive countries, it's a business. It's mm-hmm. become a way of life.
Well, in the rhetoric people. That it's solely man-made and
yeah,
man-induced.
Nonsense.
And
yeah,
it's one nonsense. Of those two things can be true at once. Climate change is happening. It is not solely at fault of the humans, but maybe the humans are expediting it a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're definitely not helping the situation.
No.
But these are things that would have happened before humans. And then also to touch on your point, Doug, of, well, don't believe this, but then also believe this. That's also a difference of concrete facts and hypothesis.
Yep.
A lot of these things are a hypothetical sense because also things change. They have to theorize different things. But when you're talking about the Earth and what is here, you dig something up, that fossil is there. That proof is there. Now they just have to figure out how old it was and where it came from, how it died, what was the climate there. And then you do circle back into hypothesizing and theorizing, but it's still, there is, when it comes to global kind of things and the actual planet of the Earth, there is a little bit more concrete evidence.
I agree. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. There's a student, a foreign student in Norway, has been arrested on suspicion of espionage. This is a 25-year-old student who's been eavesdropping on various, using various devices. I wonder why would you want to be, Norway's like a pacifist country. Nobody does anything over there, so why would you get involved in spying? Who are they spying for? Who cares? What's going on in Norway, I guess would be my question. At 18 after the hour, yes, that's the question.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale, September 15th through the 18th, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. You can find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Good Day program. Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner at the ready. Social media and technology, the focus of this portion of each hour of Good Day, and you can share your thoughts with us on anything at Good Day Networks on all of our social media locations. And we also ask a question or two a day to which you are welcome and encouraged to respond. I was noticing, Jay, that there's a story about the technology of Chat GPT. What does the GPT stand for, by the way? Do you know?
Oh, that's a good question. Okay. I would have to ask my dear friend, the Googlebot.
Or maybe there's some artificial intelligence.
Chat Generative Pre-Trained Transformer.
Yeah, huh? James.
Generative what? Say that again.
Chat Generative Pre-Trained Transformer.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, pre-trained. An Autobot. Pre-trained says a lot, if you just ask me.
Yeah. The story about that revolves around a mother who is talking about how her son's 3 years of unbelievable chronic pain, visits to all kinds of specialists. They have solved the problem because of her prompts in this Chat GPT world, because that unearthed the diagnosis. So see, there is good that comes out of AI. And I don't think anybody that knows anything thinks there isn't stuff that comes out of good that comes out of AI. But anyway, this lady whose name, she didn't want everybody to know who she was, she purchased a bounce house to keep her children entertained. A 4-year-old son, Alex, after he started having fun, began to experience pain. And this kid was getting Motrin every day. And that's not good for a 4 or 5-year-old. He's got these meltdowns. So she took her son to the dentist when he started chewing things. His parents were concerned that he was having issues with his molars. The dentist, nope, so they have all kinds of specialty tests and that sort of thing. Apparently the kid's a nice little kid, and this is driving him crazy. So he goes to these, as I said, all these doctors and...
3 years worth of doctors.
Yeah, and there's no fix. Saw so many doctors, they ended up in the ER at one point. Anyway, so as is the case, this would be something else I would ask Dr. Ken I think. I'm going to bring this story up to him when we have our Good Day Health chat this week. Anyway, this AI-powered bot program, they shared the symptoms with the bot and the information that she, you know, all of the stuff, all the pieces of what had brought them that 3 years, the MRIs and that sort of thing. And they plugged it all into the ChatGPT, and, you know, they just hoped something would come out of it. And it did. It told the mother that Alex, the boy, was suffering from tethered cord syndrome, which makes a lot of sense when you think about it. Think about what your, it's your spinal cord. And it broke from doing the jumping up and down
on the trampoline.
Right. So they went to a neurosurgeon, examined the MRI images, and then the doctor says, yeah, that's right. Here's how we fix it. It's kind of like, have you heard all this stuff about spina bifida?
Spina bifida,
Yeah. So that's apparently something that's related to this, or it has the same symptoms, but good God. But at all, I tell you that story here because we talk a lot about technology and the social media portion of the program. And so that's something just to be aware of. There are good things that come out of it. Happy birthday today to Good Day listeners David Blaine, Christopher Broyles, Nicholas Anastas, Tom Antonellis, hello, and happy birthday to you. 28 after the hour, you are listening to the Daily Good Day program.
What if you found a $20 bill on the supermarket floor? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You can save at least that much by buying in bulk, but not everything. AARP recommends stocking up on bread, which freezes well. Canned fruits and veggies and salmon and tuna are easy to store and have a long shelf life, as does pasta and peanut butter. And stock up when you spot a great deal on toilet paper, paper towels, tissues and napkins, and plastic wrap, plastic storage bags, and garbage bags. Worst foods to buy in bulk? Big containers of junk food, which go stale quickly, and cheese, which doesn't freeze well. Because fish has high water content, freezing it too long can result in flavor loss. And olive oil has a limited shelf life. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Fuel prices are continuing to soar. With the Biden administration's dependence on foreign oil producers, production cuts made by OPEC Plus and its allies have pushed crude oil to a 10-month high, putting financial pressure on construction companies, transportation businesses, farmers, and the American people. Yesterday's consumer price index saw inflation increase to 3.7% last month from a year earlier. The husband of Democrat Representative Mary Peltola of Alaska died yesterday after a single-engine plane he was flying crashed shortly after takeoff in southwestern Alaska. The congresswoman's office said that she would return to Alaska to be with her family as they grieve the death of 57-year-old Eugene Peltola. The Peltolas have 7 children and stepchildren. The plane is said to have crashed under unknown circumstances by the National Transportation Safety Board. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Good day,
Derek.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
What have you got to say?
Can you believe he just said that? Tell Doug what you think. Don't like something we're talking about? Well, let's see if you can do better. Call 855-999-3684 and steer the conversation. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Here we are at 34 at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner at the ready. We are here. You are there. Wherever there is for you, you're there. What does that mean, you're there? Don't think that you have to, is there something that you have to do today? Do you have to get there? Is there a goal that you have for the day today? You got to get there. Maybe you're driving someplace. Or you got to go to work and you're a project manager and you've got to get to the, you got to get the project done. You're going there. This is interesting how people set their mind up. I think sometimes the people are on autopilot. You find that,
Jason? Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yeah. You just kind of start going without thinking about it. It happens when we're driving and all of a sudden we're like, oh, wait, how did I already get to my exit? But you know you were paying attention. Your eyes were open. You were paying attention to the road. But then again, were you? Or you walk into a room to grab something and all of a sudden you forgot what it was because you just went and did rather than thought about it actively in the process of doing it?
Right. I find that when I'm on the phone talking to people as I'm driving. I can talk for a long time. I don't even remember where I was. but I'm obviously on the road and paying attention, but it doesn't feel like, you know, you're paying attention. Does that make any sense at all? I think it's just kind of,
Yeah, especially if you get to a point where you're like, oh, this is already my exit to get off of the interstate.
Right, yeah.
Didn't I?
How many times do you say, oh, I missed my exit, I was talking on the phone, I'll talk to you later, bye.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just get such a kick out of it. If you are driving around somewhere and you're not familiar, you turn the music down so you can see better.
Yeah. Oh, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Shut it off. I don't want to get lost.
You have to focus.
Yeah.
Focus your eyes.
I thought I was the only one who did that. So we,
no,
we have so
no,
much
we all time. We all turn the music down so we can see better.
Right. Seeing through my ears. Let me see. Get the wax out of your ears and you'll be able to see a lot better under the circumstances. So... there's a thing about Drew Barrymore. We've been talking this week about her restarting her program, and other people are thinking about doing the same thing as well, getting their daytime talk shows back into action. But apparently, she's hit some headwinds. She was supposed to host the National Book Foundation's their annual television. They've got a celebration, and she's the host of an evening dedicated to celebrating the power of literature and writers. So because she has decided to, in essence, I suppose, cross the line, the organization rescinded her invitation to host the National Book Awards because they don't think that she's being respectful to writers. Now, I can see both sides. She wants to put the people that work on her show back to work. Those shows don't really need writers anyway. They have them, but they don't really need them. They can, you know, they can forge ahead.
Well, look at Live with Kelly and Mark. They don't use writers.
No, they just do the program.
Yeah.
Right. Look at this program. We don't use writers.
No.
This is obvious sometimes, but it just depends on, I think it depends on your talent, frankly. And I think Drew is very experienced in life, experienced as an actress, has played a lot of roles, knows how to roll with the punches, knows how to ask good questions, knows how to relate to people. So what's the big deal?
Well, she's very much her authentic self, too. She is who she is, and she doesn't pretend to be something she's not, or at least that's what it seems. She, what was it? She was doing an interview with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston, I think, and she had her first menopausal hot flash while she was on air, and she went ahead and even like commented on all of it and was
really?
Full force of like, this is what's actually happening right now. Where I think a lot of people may have
people
tried
want
to hide
that
or something. Yeah, because it's so very real. And I think that one of the things that Drew Barrymore and Kelly Clarkson alike share is when they are a fan of somebody, they don't try to keep this like cool and professional persona. They're like, I am straight fangirling over you right now. Yeah. I am such a huge fan. And it kind of, they become the average, the general person and the average person of just geeking out over these other celebrities. And I think that's something that makes
it normal.
So cool to watch.
But it's normal. It's very normal, I think. I've always liked her. And it's been obvious as I've talked about her over the years, I just like her and what she stands for. And there's a purity. Maybe that's what I like about her. It's, as you said, she's herself. She's her authentic self. And so, yeah, you don't need, she has writers, but don't need them. And she's more thinking about all the people. And frankly, this writer's strike has gone on too long. If they had better leadership, it would seem to me that they could have negotiated a settlement by now. This has been going on way too long. What the Directors Guild settled theirs because they have good leadership fast. And so the actors that are sensitive to this, I just think that there's too much.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, I just said there's too many people now that have been affected by this. The people, all these thousands of people that work in the industry that aren't working because of the strike. Look at all the people in New York and Los Angeles whose livelihood depends on all of the Dick Wolf shows are all made in that huge old warehouse that he converted to studios down on by the Chelsea Pier. There are thousands of people. Look at how many shows the guy does. He's got the three FBI shows, the three Law and Order shows.
Mm-hmm.
He's got these new reality cop shows. And there's there's a couple of other things that he does. And they're all done there. And imagine what happens to the restaurants that are in that neck of the woods. Nobody's there. What happens to other services that are there that depend on these people being at work?
Mm-hmm.
And the people themselves. It's not. I think this has become obvious that there's a, it's like leadership problem. We have leadership.
Yeah.
The world is full of problems with lack of good leadership. So.
Well, and the AI situation, that's very real, and that is something to be addressed. But then the on the side of SAG-AFTRA, where a lot of it too is when it comes to the majority of actors. While they may be working actors, they are not actors alone. They have to have other jobs because it just you may make a good amount of money or you may not make a good amount of money per project. But once you, that project is done, you are essentially unemployed as an actor until you book the next project.
Yep.
Well, it is not the previous project's responsibility to make sure that you have enough to make ends meet until you book your next project. That's on you. Everybody should be making a fair wage and then some possibly, but you're not entitled to automatically have positions and have jobs just because you are in the union. You have to do the auditions. You have to actually book stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also one of those things, too, that one of the arguments is about the health benefits. Well, you have to make a certain amount per year to qualify for SAG-AFTRA health benefits. Well, how about SAG-AFTRA lowers that to give more people an opportunity? And, yes, the big businesses and the movie houses and all of that, and the streamers, they're making a lot of money, and they are not sharing it, and that's a shame, and that should be addressed too, but striking like this, it's just, it's almost a turning it, because movies and television, as far as somebody who watches it, it's not what it once was. People can get their entertainment. Look at content creators on social media, on YouTube. People can get their entertainment elsewhere. They don't need to necessarily go to the movie theater. They don't necessarily need to watch something on TV, and if they want to see something new, there are so many opportunities. There are so many projects that are already currently out there people have not seen. They're actually probably going to the streamers more now because some of their favorite shows that are regularly scheduled on network aren't happening right now. So it's having an adverse effect. And the latest thing is that they're possibly going to SAG-AFTRA strike for voiceover with video games.
Yeah.
That's the thing they're voting to decide whether or not they want to do right now.
Mm-hmm. They probably should. Under the circumstances, I just have been thinking about my own habits. When I come in at nights 9:30, I have something to eat, and I'll watch a program or something on TV. And I've noticed that just you made me think about it. Of late, I have been gravitating to either Billions, because I've always loved that show, or to an old movie that I've seen and haven't seen for a long time, like the Tom Hanks movie about the exchange on the bridge. Of the prisoners that happened, there's a true story about what went on in the 50s and 60s, exchanging prisoners with the Russians. That was on last night, and I found myself, I saw it a number of years ago when it came out, but I enjoyed watching the rest of the movie. I didn't see it from the beginning, but I remembered enough about it so that I followed it. It's a really good movie, and, it's there. I can be brain dead for a little while and watch it and enjoy it. And so it didn't make any difference. It isn't. Last night was Tuesday. I might have watched the FBI shows or one of them, but they're all old. They've all been on before, so I don't want to watch them again. So there. All right. The Speaker of the House, Mr. McCarthy, opened an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden and whatever else. This is all nonsense. I don't even know why I mention this. Because a bunch of right-wing wackos want to get Biden, and so they keep putting pressure on McCarthy. And so then McCarthy goes out and accuses Biden of lying about his son. What's new about that? There's nothing new to that.
But it also goes to show it's not necessarily the crime or what people do. It's the who is doing it. Look at the whole Biden versus Trump situation. It is being handled completely differently.
Yeah. Anyway, Kim Jong Fatty is with Putin. That's an exciting experience, I'm sure. All right, here's something from what my department that I call on the other hand. Here's a woman who is dead today, Indiana woman, died after a tire came off of a truck on Interstate 70 and smashed into her car. The tire came off a truck And the trucker didn't know it. So they're going 70 miles an hour, and your windshield gets smashed, and what happens to you? It's like, remember the people that were being killed for a while? The kids were dropping big stones off of the bridges.
Yes, yeah.
On the windshield. It's deadly.
Well, it feels like this whole situation with the tire coming loose from another vehicle or a truck and killing people. It seems like this has been happening a lot more, too.
Yeah. A lot of the stuff, the mechanics of the way things are being handled and the right to repair stuff is there's a lot of dangerous stuff going on, frankly, because of this right to repair thing and the fact mm-hmm. that the companies are. I have a couple of, I think I told you the story, but I don't mind taking a shot at Caterpillar again because my partner wanted to buy Caterpillar stuff because it has good retail, residual value, and it does. But all that crap is made in China. We had a D5 that the D5 bulldozer and the fuel system crapped out so the bulldozer wouldn't run. And taking it all apart and putting in new parts, they're all plastic. It's plastic in a bulldozer in the engine compartment. Plastic. And the same, is true with a lot of the tractor stuff. And they haven't had the Caterpillar. I fortunately know a kid who's very good at all kinds of mechanics, so he fixed it for me. I called Caterpillar to have him come service the equipment because we have three Caterpillar machines. They said we'll be out in 3 to 4 weeks. So what, we got $100 an hour machine, you're going to sit there for 3 or 4 weeks because you are too busy to come take care of stuff that you sold? That doesn't work too well. All right, so there's another good story, folks, for you to talk about. 48 after the hour.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale September 15th through the 18th and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. Or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Daisy's here watching me whine when I do the boof. Right now she's scratching her butt, though. That's one of those things. Hello.
It's a little more information I need to know, Doug.
Wow, listen. How she's looking. I wish I had a camera. I could give you a picture. She has this look on her face as looking at me like, hey, Kate, what's going on? I need to go out for a pee. What are you doing? Why are you wasting your time talking into that silly thing in front of you? Let's go have a pee.
There you go.
Anyway, Warren is here. He's not here for pee. He's here for to exchange information about how to take care of your pet.
And he is totally housebroken, by the way, just so you know. Warren is totally housebroken.
Well, fabulous. Glad Denise would be happy about that. Here's a story about a stray dog that was in a Michigan shelter. He'd been captured, if that's the right word. Is that the right word? Captured is when the dog is out in the dog catcher catches the dog, puts him in the shelter. This dog had been in and out of the shelter three times trying to find a new home, and he was especially interested in a nearby elderly care facility. He was a mutt. He was a stray, but he found nobody knew anything about him, and he kept going back to the same place, so they finally... the people in the elderly care facility adopted him. He became the sort of like the facility dog. And the reason I bring it up is because it shows you how determined a dog, you know, you get something in your head we think we're very determined. Well, it can happen to animals as well, right? These dogs are, it's very interesting how especially the smell facility, and there's something at this place that this dog identified with, so he kept sniffing his way back there.
Well, you know, animals are just like that. I remember years ago on Long Island, I was working at the YMCA. I was training all the dogs for the YMCA across the country. And basically, there was a senior citizens housing project, Glen Cove, Long Island. I'll never forget it. And there were these two stray dogs that were roaming around. And no one wanted them, but the seniors would feed them and take care of them. And then finally, the guy who ran the place said, you know, maybe we should keep them. So they adopted the dogs at the senior citizen home, and we named them, the name of the home was Glenn Gariff, so we named the dogs Glenn and Gariff.
Ah.
And the change in the people, Doug, was just unbelievable.
Yep.
Once Glenn and Gariff moved in, their whole, yeah, you know, depression disappeared and anxiety disappeared, and everyone was kind of, the only argument that took place is who's going to pet the dog and walk the dog first. But you're right. Thank they know. They have, you know, I talk about this on the show often. Dogs have a sixth sense. I believe all living things have a sixth sense. I just believe
they see things. Dogs, like with spirits and ghosts and things.
Yeah, I don't know what they see exactly, but I can tell you one specifically that they know what's going on, and basically, it's kind of like, I don't want to make this comparison, but you know how people with certain mental challenges, they,
yeah,
see the world in a different way. Well,
yeah,
well, you know, I believe that our dogs and other animals, for that matter, they think differently. They think in pictures. I think they think in pictures, so they remember. It's a whole different way. It's hard to describe, but they're sensory creatures, and I think that's real critical for people to understand.
I saw this story about a pet store in Oklahoma. They caught some woman who went into the pet store and killed a parakeet and a bunny, strangled the parakeet, and what the hell is wrong with people?
People that hurt animals, we all know that they're all very... And any time a child hurts an animal in school, that should be reported right away. That kid's going to need help.
Yeah, hey, you know, right.
Go ahead. I want to talk about one thing. You know, I always get this... people always tell me, you know, Warren, my dog is trained. I trained my dog when he was a puppy, and my dog is trained. Well, we never stop learning. And training your dog isn't a one-and-done situation.
Right, yeah, okay, all set.
Training should go on for life, but it's important when you train your dog originally. You need to make it fun. You need to bond with your dog at that time so that relationship lasts throughout life. And reinforce it with teaching new things, a trick, something different. Just like with people, if you don't keep them mentally stimulated, a lot of things can take place, depression, anxiety, boredom. So training is not one-and-done situation. You need to continue training, and a lot of people don't understand that. I hear it all the time. Well, I trained my dog when he's a puppy. I don't need to train him anymore. But they call me up because he's having a behavioral issue.
Yeah,
so the bottom line is keep training. Mental stimulation is critical.
Keep stimulating them.
Absolutely.
The Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day. How many people acknowledge your dog, your cat, when the cat and the dog pass? I remember this. When Charlotte died, how I went to see somebody who was a medium to find out what happened to Charlotte when she crossed over Rainbow Bridge.
Amazing.
I just anybody who doesn't believe in this and the memories of their pets and stuff, it's just, I just think there's, it is no, it's there. There's nothing that you can say to deny.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.